This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S. Defense Secretary and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff each said Thursday that it's too soon to judge the effects of Ukraine's long-anticipated counteroffensive against Russia. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They are making steady progress.
At a news conference in Brussels, where he and Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin met with other nations supplying arms to Ukraine, Joint Chiefs Chair Mark Milley said this will be a very hard fight.
It is a very violent fight. And it will likely take a considerable amount of time and at high cost.
For both sides.
This is a war.
Austin says both militaries will lose people and equipment, noting Moscow's eagerly showing off destroyed Ukrainian vehicles.
That same five vehicles about 1,000 times from 10 different angles.
Austin says the key will be who can sustain their gear the longest.
The Ukrainians still have a lot of combat capability, combat power.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
South Korea's military reported that North Korea, also known as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK, fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast Thursday in what the North had warned would be an inevitable response to joint live-fire military drills conducted between the U.S. and South Korean forces earlier Thursday. In Washington, U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller issued a statement in response to the launch.
The United States, along with our allies in the region, Japan, the Republic of Korea, condemned today's DPRK missile launches. These launches are a clear violation of multiple U.N. Security Council resolutions. They demonstrate the threat of DPRK's unlawful weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missile programs posed to the region, to international peace and security, and to the global nonproliferation regime.
Miller added that the U.S. has imposed sanctions on two DPRK individuals for supporting the nation's unlawful weapons program. This is VOA News. Following the arraignment of former U.S. President Donald Trump Tuesday on federal charges for the mishandling of classified documents, there's been speculation concerning how much prison time he might face if found guilty of the charges. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports past cases have brought steep punishment for document hoarders.
The ex-president's charged with 37 felony counts.
They want 400 years approximately, if you add them all up.
That will not happen, but past cases involving the hoarding of classified documents did bring steep punishment. A former NSA contractor received 9 years after being charged, like Trump, with violating the Espionage Act, which carries a maximum 10-year term. Another case under the same provision brought 8 years. Trump also faces conspiracy to obstruct justice, which calls for up to 20 years in prison. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At least 79 migrants have drowned and hundreds more remain missing and are feared dead after their overloaded boat capsized off the coast of Greece Wednesday. For VOA News, Anthony Karasava reports from Athens.
Six Coast Guard vessels, a military helicopter, and a Navy frigate continue to comb the site of the tragedy in southeast Greece. So far, 104 migrants have been recovered, all of them men, the majority from Egypt, Syria, Pakistan, and the Palestinian territories. It remains unclear how many people were on board the fishing boat, but initial accounts from survivors put the number to as many as 750. 100 of them, women and children, were said to have been kept below deck, where smugglers are known to keep them locked in perilous journeys to the west. The causes of the tragedy are being investigated. Anthi Karasava for VOA News, Athens, Greece.
The U.N. Secretary General said Thursday fossil fuels are incompatible with human survival. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
I am very worried where the world stands on climate.
U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Current policies are taking the world to a 2.8-degree temperature rise by the end of the century. That spells catastrophe.
The goal now is to require carbon emissions to be cut by 45% by 2030.
I have proposed the Climate Solidarity Pact, in which all big emitters would make extra efforts to cut emissions, and wealthier countries supporting emerging economies to do so.
The UN chief called on the oil industry to put forward a credible plan for shifting to clean energy. I'm Shelley Adler.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.